Are you a TPT seller feeling overwhelmed by content creation, marketing, and the 87 other things on your to-do list? Look no further, seller friends. The Finishing Framework is here to help. My program teaches a mega batching framework that will help you manage your content marketing system in a way that actually feels manageable. Take control of your workflow today and make the most of your TPT business from all angles with the Finishing Framework. Visit schoolofsellers.com/framework.
Welcome to the School of Sellers podcast, a teacher business show that is short on time but big on action. Full-time, part-time, or just getting started, no matter where you are in your teacher seller journey, there's something here for everyone. Making your online teacher business feel doable every step of the way. Here's your host, Erin Waters.
Hello there and welcome to School of Sellers. I am Erin Waters and I am the host of the show, and I am so happy that you are here today listening. If you are a regular listener, it's maybe been a little bit of time since you heard my voice, and part of the reason for that is what I'm going to be talking to you about today. So, in a nutshell, this whole pandemic thing has really thrown me and my business for a loop, and I'm sure I'm not alone when I say this, but I mentioned on social media that I decided to take almost a month off, and this was not a planned month off. This wasn't something I had previously counted on or scheduled, but it was something that just came up organically and something I knew I needed. And that's what happened. I just decided, you know, for a few weeks, I'm going to cut myself some slack. I'm not going to commit to posting blogs, making podcasts, things like that. And I have to tell you, it's been nice. But more importantly, I am back and ready more than ever to do the work and really get into the business stuff. So today, I really wanted to talk to you about the lessons that I have learned in the past few months. And really, not even the past few months. Let's just say the lessons I've learned in 2020, because it has been a year. I don't even have the words in my vocabulary to describe it. And I'm kind of nervous to even choose a word because we're not even done with this year yet. But it has been quite the roller coaster, both personally and professionally, because of our COVID pandemic that kicked off in the end of February this year, and also the instances of racial injustice and the war that we are fighting against racism has made for a very heavy, emotional, difficult year. My plan all along was to give you guys some ideas of the lessons that I've learned this year. But like I've said, this year is not over, so I'm sure that there are more lessons to come. But today, I just want to tell you a little bit about my own thoughts regarding everything going on and what I've learned from a business standpoint going through all of this. And it might seem like I'm kind of all over the map here today, but my plan is to use the next few shows and sprinkle in some of the ideas I talked to you about today and dig even deeper, because some of the lessons I learned just in the past few months are things that are going to carry me through life and my business for years to come. First, I've really felt the importance of being flexible and being able to adapt to the changing circumstances and also responsive to the trends and the quickly changing landscape of both our business and the education world. Before this all happened, and even at the very beginning of the COVID pandemic, I was very much on the non-digital bandwagon. I didn't feel like I needed to jump into things just because everyone else was talking about it. And I even shared those ideas on my Facebook Live. But yet, here we are 3 months later, and I'm very much entrenched in the digital world and learning all of the things that I can possibly learn about Google Classroom, Seesaw, Boom Cards, you name it. I think this lesson is especially important for seasoned sellers. I've been doing this for almost 7 years, and I felt like I had a pretty good thing going in terms of what my products were and what my plans were going forward. But this year has proved, if anything, that things are subject to change and change drastically. So as sellers, we not only have to be responsive and flexible to what we need to do for our business, but we have the responsibility to our buyers to be there for them and really listen to what they need in times of crisis. This year has taught me more than anything that teachers are once again some of the most badass people I've ever met or experienced in my entire life. And we have just dealt with this like the true champions that I know teachers are. So I'm not surprised to see teachers and sellers responding in the way that they did, but it just gave me a renewed sense of pride to be a part of this community. I see experienced sellers jumping into Boom Cards and excelling. I see teachers who have been in the classroom for decades using Google Classroom like a champ. And these are the same teachers that just a few months ago were replying to every single email with reply all. You know that teacher in your building, I'm sure. But the point is, if these experienced teachers and sellers can do this and they can change and adapt, then we can too. So if you are someone who has been resisting the digital movement or resisting distance learning and how you can help in the classroom, then I strongly recommend rethinking that and starting to explore ways that you can change your products or create new products to meet the needs of teachers. Because unfortunately, I don't think that distance learning is going anywhere anytime soon. The second lesson I've learned is twofold. So I'm going to share with you my personal experience when all of this first started. So I remember very vividly when the schools closed because I had planned this huge workcation. And this is a time that I had reserved for myself where I was going to check into a hotel and I was going to get a ton of work done. I had certain projects that I was going to be completing. And I had even splurged to get a super nice room in downtown Cleveland because that is where I live. Well, I live in a suburb of Cleveland. And I was so excited. And a couple days before that was scheduled to happen, it was actually a couple days before St. Patrick's Day because I was thinking, oh gosh, do I want to be downtown during St. Patrick's Day? We got the news that our kids' school was closing. And that's when I knew things were getting serious. And I knew things were getting even more serious when I started to log into my TPT dashboard because for that first week or two, when teachers were kind of in between, like they didn't really know what they were going to be doing. They weren't given instruction about their distance learning responsibilities. Nobody really knew what was going on, right? My sales plummeted, and I mean like zero. And that has not happened to me since I first started doing TPT. So that was terrifying because I've shared on this podcast before, my TPT income is our family's sole income right now. My husband was also a teacher in third grade. And when we moved to our new town, he decided that it was best for him to stay home and help with the kids while I did work on TPT to save on the crazy cost of childcare. So right now we're in a very scary time. And when those sales stopped, I felt my blood run cold. And I'll be the first to admit that I did not approach this situation with a level head. I had been approached by a publishing company a couple times over the past year or two wanting me to write a math workbook. And I had resisted every single time because I just wasn't interested, right? Like I don't like worksheets. I don't like workbooks. Well, the company reached out to me around this time that my sales had stopped and I agreed finally to write a math workbook. And you know, the actual math workbook ended up being something I was really proud of. And I'm really excited for it to hit the shelves in the fall. But the process of writing it was one of the worst 6 weeks of my life. It was stressful. It was a lot of work. I was on someone else's deadlines for the first time in forever. And it was just a truly unenjoyable experience. Now, I'm happy I tried something new, sure, but it's something I will never do again. And I really regretted having agreed to that because I was so worried about what my sales would look like. So my advice to you would be, if we are facing a crisis and your sales suddenly stop or there's a sudden change, it doesn't mean that you have to like panic agree to anything that you don't feel comfortable with. So if I could go back in time, I would not have agreed to do that. And I would have slept on it and tried to come up with a more logical approach that I would have enjoyed more. Now, at the same time, I was feeling so troubled personally because I had no idea what was going on. We were all scared. We weren't sure what was going to happen, what the virus was going to look like, how it was going to impact our families. And I was worried about much more things than just my business at this point. And it truly made me feel very standoffish from social media because I wasn't really loving being exposed to the news every time I logged on. And I also wasn't sure how to communicate to my audience what I was feeling. And I also wasn't sure that I could help them at that moment. So I had a very, very, very negative relationship when the pandemic started. To add to this problem, I had just finished 12 weeks of mega batching content that I was so proud of and so excited about. And then I realized I need to turn it all off. I can't schedule these posts. I can't schedule these blogs because it wasn't responding to what teachers needed to hear at that time. And to go forward with those posts and those Instagram stories would be totally tone deaf. So I turned all of it off. I realized a lot of my content was timely, so it had to be scheduled at a certain point because I was talking about spring things and end of the year, and I felt really disappointed that all of the work I'd put into mega batching was now going down the drain because I had to get rid of it all. Granted, I can use it for next year, hopefully. But I was facing two problems. I didn't want to be anywhere near a computer, and I also couldn't go forward with all of the stuff that I had scheduled out. So I was feeling really down on myself. And this made me start to think that just like teachers have emergency sub plans, it's a really smart idea to have an emergency plan for your business. I can't tell you what this would look like for every single seller because we all have different audiences and different mindsets. But in my opinion, I think that just creating like a just in case batch of content that you can send out for a couple weeks, whether it's a batch of blog posts or emails or social media posts that are more generic and more evergreen, would be a smart thing to have. And I'm not saying just for a pandemic because that's a little different, but it made me start thinking like, what if someone in my family gets sick? What if I get hurt and I can't work? What if something happens that makes me unable to show up for my business the way I want to? And I decided to start developing kind of an emergency sub plans, but for my business. So I think that's something we could all have in the back of our mind going forward, since this has taught us that anything is possible, good or bad. And to piggyback off that idea, I think that evergreen is the key to having good content. And I've always felt very strongly about having evergreen content because I think the more evergreen your content is, whether it's social media or your blog post or your podcast, the more you can repurpose it throughout the year and share it with your audience. If you share about a Halloween activity on your blog, you can only share it for a couple weeks. If you share about something classroom management related, you can share that all year long. So I think that if anything, this reinforced my love of evergreen content, and it's something that I am going to stick to going forward. Another lesson I learned was the importance of human contact and connection. And I will be the first to say that I hate doing stuff. Like, I want to be included in things. I want to be invited, but I don't actually want to go anywhere or do anything. I'm very much like an extroverted introvert. I would probably stay home willingly for the rest of my life if it meant I could still have video chats with my friends and get my favorite food and drinks delivered. At the beginning of quarantine, I said, you know what? I am made for quarantine. Like, I love being home all the time. This is right up my alley. But after a while, even I started getting restless. I started feeling depressed, and I really felt the need for human contact. And that's where I felt incredibly grateful for the connections that I've made in the TPT community. Even on days I didn't feel like it, I showed up for my mastermind video calls that we have every 2 weeks, and I felt so rejuvenated and re-energized after those meetings that it carried me through to our next meeting. I love my husband and my kids, but there was just something about being able to talk to someone else, not to mention people who know exactly what we're going through, that made me feel so much better and put my mind at ease in a way that nothing else could. And I'm not sure I ever told my mastermind group this, but if you're listening, my friends, you saved me during this time, and I am so grateful for your friendship and that social interaction during such a hard time. Another bright spot in my interpersonal life during the quarantine was the Facebook group that I run for sellers, School of Sellers. And there was just such a refreshing feeling being able to drop into that group every single day and sharing what I was feeling with my community, but also hearing what they were feeling, because we are all in this together and it made me feel not so alone. So if you are a seller who has been around for a long time and you're already in a lot of communities like this, then great, you know exactly what I'm talking about, and I hope that you had that same experience. If you are a seller who still feels like they haven't found their people or their group, don't worry, I was in that situation at one point. I'm not a very girly girl. Like, I'm not like a go-getter when it comes to making friends, and I find it really hard to make friends in real life. But the TPT community is so open that if you put yourself out there and search for your group, you will find them. And if you're looking for a group, I really do recommend our School of Sellers Facebook community. It's a great place to be, and the people are just so genuine and helpful and amazing. So that is a great place to start. And we will take you in with open arms. So please, please, please come and join us. So just when we thought that 2020 couldn't get any worse, we experienced more and more senseless killings of Black men and women in our country. This has been an ongoing problem for years and years and years, but there was something that shifted in 2020 that made our country wake up, like they were finally ready to deal with this once and for all. I've heard it said time and time again that people don't feel comfortable sharing their views on social media because teaching isn't political and they don't feel comfortable sharing their views on racism and other various instances of social injustice because they don't want to alienate their followers or they don't want to offend anyone or they don't feel comfortable doing that on their page. But this is the time to show up, show your true colors, and be real with your audience. The worst that will happen is people will stop following you, they'll unsubscribe from you, they'll stop buying from you. Great. We're at a point in our country where there is no room for in between. You're either racist or not racist. And if someone's going to unfollow me because they disagree with my views about being an anti-racist, then they're doing me a favor. I'd rather not have that person follow me or buy from me to begin with. Sure, we have our platforms to grow our audiences and make sales, but our platform is also one of the most important parts of our business because we can use those voices to teach people beyond what they should be teaching in the classroom from an academic standpoint. Teacher sellers have such a far reach to begin with, and we've seen how just a silly meme can go viral. So think about the power we have to make other stuff be widely shared. This is the time to stand up for what is right, to amplify the voices of Black sellers, and to support the teachings of anti-racism in the classroom. Teaching is political, and it is more so now than ever. If we can create products and sell them, knowing full well that teachers are going to use them in the classroom, then we can definitely let them know how we feel about what else goes on in their classroom. And I wanted to reiterate the importance of amplifying Black voices in the teacher seller community. It shouldn't be all about us and our journey to anti-racism. That is something you should do in private. But if something happens on your thread or you share something from a Black seller or you make a statement about the racism in our country, you should be willing to stand up against it and speak out and not be afraid of the implications that it's going to have for your business account. This is the year of discomfort and hopefully growth as a result. And I'm not saying this as an authority by any means because it's something I'm still learning and growing towards also, but it's one of the main lessons I've learned during 2020. Above all, guys, I really have just felt like we are coming into our own as teacher sellers. We are weathering the storm together. We are learning together. We are growing together. And even though the present looks pretty dim and bleak, I think our future is going to be incredibly bright. So for the next few shows, I'm going to dig deeper into the things that I've talked about today. And I want you to know that if you have felt or experienced any of these things that I've talked about today, you are definitely not alone. In fact, you are in very good company. It might not be a fun and exciting year, but there's no one else I'd rather go through it with than the teacher seller community. You are all amazing, and thank you so much for listening today. And I will be talking to you again very, very soon. And action.